It was during the time of John F. Kennedy, said he talked against that. So what he really did was that he made, he said, if we want to solve the problem, if we want to really help and support the Palestinian cause, we should make that cause a cause of all Muslim countries all over the world. We have the nation of Iran, Pakistan, and then Indonesia and Malaysia, and so forth. So up to 1973, we had four big wars between Arab countries and the Israelis. The war of 1948 and 1967 and 1973. And in all those wars, really, the Israel was the winner. But after that, things have changed. And what the thinking of the Imam Khomeini, the problem of Palestinians, it became the problem of all the Muslim countries. And that was the turning point of the Palestinian cause, that we see that after that we have the victory of Palestinian and Lebanese people. After that, you know, the last war of Lebanon with the Israeli, the 33 days
That's
of
right.
the war. And so it changed the whole thing, you know. The Israeli at 1967, they destroyed the army of Egypt, Syria, and Jordan in 6 days. But in the last 2006, he fought for more than 33 days, and he couldn't win the war, and he had to stop the war by himself. So that was the changes that really Imam Khomeini made the problem of the Palestinians, to change the Palestinian problem as a Muslim country problem. And what he did, he selected the very best day, the Ramadan, the holy month all over the world, and it had a spiritual month, and it had great effect in the Muslim world. And the last 10 days of the Ramadan is much more important day.
Find out what's going on there. Well, Shireen, we last talked, you showed us the Al-Aqsa Mosque, which is not that visible. And can you briefly tell us, some people get confused between that, the Al-Aqsa and then the stone. If you can again touch on that briefly for us, then we're going to hopefully have your information about the political side of what has been happening on this.
Yes, there is a difference between the Dome of the Rock and the Al-Aqsa Mosque. The Dome of the Rock is the Golden Dome of the Rock, which has been built. It is one of the ancient cities of the world. It has been built in the 7th century by Abdul Malik. He commissioned the construction of the Dome of the Rock. According to the Jewish story, they want to build their alleged Temple Mount on the location of the Dome of the Rock, according to stories by Jewish historians. As for the Al-Aqsa Mosque, which is the other building on the other end of the Holy Shrine, or the Al-Haram al-Sharif, which is the this is the holy place for the Muslims, and this is the place where they come from. They come from all over the Palestinian territories, and Muslims around the world want to come to visit in order to pray in. Just in between, Prophet Muhammad ascended to the sky when he was...
Palestinians from entering it. We're going to go now again to Bishop Ria Abu al-Assad, former Jerusalem bishop in Beirut, to get more insight from him. Again, if you're just joining us, this is a rolling coverage of this important day, last Friday of Ramadan, which also coincides with it being Al-Quds Day. My question to you, in one of your writings, you posed two questions, which I'm eager to find out what your answer is. How much of the negative recent developments are the result of the double standards that some governments in the West played in the Arab-Israeli conflict, and also how much economic interests were part of this dirty game of nations, quote-unquote, if you can answer those questions.
Let me again reiterate what others have said about the importance of this International Day for Jerusalem, which was brought about by Imam Khomeini. I strongly believe that Imam Khomeini believed that Jerusalem is the key to peace and security, not only in the Middle East, but throughout the world. He believed, in as much as I do believe, that once peace comes to Jerusalem, peace will come to the whole world. Billions of people from the three monotheistic faiths continue to turn their faces to Jerusalem day in and day out. And until the day comes when Jerusalem is liberated, rather than be governed and controlled by one party, there will be very little hope for the continue to go and insecurity in different parts. Yes, double standards. Problem with the international community. Whatever the others do, this is the experience over the years, not only with Western powers. This is simply because of the ignorance of the community in the West. People do not know the facts. And much of the blame must be on us, people of the Middle East. We need to help people understand better and become aware of who are the Palestinians, who are the Muslims in the world. People don't know even who are the Arab Christians. Every time I'm introduced as an Arab Christian, the question that is addressed to me, when were you converted? They think that all Arabs are Muslims, that all Muslims are Arabs. This is partly the problem with what I call, or others also join me in this, double standard. They have much to do with Israel, they have less to do with the Arabs. They have more to do with Judaism, they have far less to do with Islam. Islam, Muslims, Arabs, Palestinians, whenever the word terror, terrorism, terrorist is said by anybody, the mind of the listener goes to one party in the world, either an Arab or a Palestinian or a Muslim. So this is one. Second, the whole question of the economy. I mean, there is so much of wealth in the Middle East, not only in Iraq, in Afghanistan, but throughout this area, in Iran as well, and the mind of the powerful in the world seem to continue to be diverted to this area. In what way they can not only invest but exploit a situation, and they want a crisis to continue to be there, so that the hidden agenda will not be exposed to the people in our area or in the world at large. And that's why I wish to turn to all people concerned about Jerusalem, believing that once a peaceful settlement, once peace comes to Jerusalem, peace will come to the whole world. We need to join hands, Muslims and Christians in particular, especially from the Middle East, to find our way to the mega churches in the United States, to the evangelicals in the United States, try to help them understand better. Who are we? And why would an Arab Palestinian Christian continue to defend the right of all Palestinians, be they Muslims or Arabs or all of the Jewish faith, to live in peace and in security? They need to be better informed, otherwise ignorance will continue to breed indifference, and that's part of the problem. The people of the West are either completely indifferent to our cause, or they are simply anti whatever is Arab, unto whatever is Islamic, and that's partly the cause of the ongoing conflict. This conflict must be resolved, certainly on the basis of the international community, on the basis of the United Nations resolutions, whereby the Palestinians will have their right to an independent state of their own, with Jerusalem as their capital. This is partly the position of the Anglican Church, of which I'm a member. In 1998 at Lambeth, we resolved that Jerusalem is an occupied territory, and what applies to the occupied territories of 1967 applies also to Jerusalem. And for Jerusalem to become accessible, the international or the United Nations resolutions must apply. Why would the United Nations continue to pressure people to comply with the United Nations resolutions, be it in Iraq or God knows where. And when it comes to the Middle East conflict, when it comes to the Palestinian question, the United Nations seem to be impotent, unable to help make Israel comply with those. After all, a settlement, a peaceful settlement, a just settlement, will not only serve the cause of the Palestinian people, it will serve, definitely it will serve the Jewish people anywhere in the world, and certainly the Jews who continue to live in the land we call holy.
Thank you so much, Bishop Ria Abu el-Assad, former Jerusalem bishop over in Beirut, with this comments there. And of course, very noted there that this needs to be spread. There's a media stranglehold that's occurring, especially in the United States. Of course, there's many, many different avenues that now has brought forward this issue. Joining us right now, if you are, this is continuing coverage of Al-Quds Day here from Tehran. And we're going to now take a quick break before we move on to our next guests. Hello, welcome back. You're watching continuing coverage of Al-Quds Day, which is an international event, of course, here in Tehran. It is being celebrated with rallies. In the studio, we have Dr. Hassan Ghaffouri Farhad, Iranian MP and former vice president. I'm going to turn to you and move on with the questions we've been asking you, which has been so enlightening. In this past Friday's prayers, the Islamic Revolution leader Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei has called the Palestinian issue as a pivotal issue of the world of Islam at present. Why is the issue of Palestine the most important for Islam? I guess, basically, how is it that it does define Islam in terms of its current role? And at the same time, how has it divided the international community because of their lack of response to that?
Well, first of all, the problem of Palestine, this is the problem of Palestine and the problem of Holy Land and Holy Shrine of Al-Quds. The Holy Shrine of Al-Quds and the city of Quds were the first Qibla of Muslim countries. So they're respected by all the Muslims all over the country. But this is beside the problem of Palestine, the problem of the city and the Holy Shrine of the Quds is the most important. Him, as she mentioned, this is the third holiest place in the world of Islam, after the Mecca and Medina and the Quds. This is one problem. The second problem is that the very basic idea of Islam is justice. And in the Quran says that all the religion of Allah has come down for the justice, so that people live under the justice. And we know that people of the Palestine, whether they're Muslim or non-Muslim country, people of Palestine are suffering for more than 60 years in the hand of the Israeli aggression. So, and we as a Muslim have the duty, and Imam Khomeini, the leader, a great leader of Islam, and Ayatollah Khomeini, the great leader of Islam, they have the duty to support justice all over the world, especially among the Muslim countries. And this is the second problem I mentioned. And this is the problem of Palestine, as he mentioned, the pivotal problem of all Muslims. No Muslim all over any place in the world can disregard the problem of Palestine and the problem of the Holy Shrine of the at Al-Quds. Now, the last thing you mentioned about the response or the lack of response, but I guess you have to distinguish between Muslim countries and the leaders of Islamic countries. That's something. I guess all the Muslims of the world, as we see in the TV and so on, of course, they support the problem of peace. But some of the Muslim countries be afraid of the over the world. You know, the President of the United States feels indebted to the Israeli lobby and Israeli country election of the president. So for the Israel and some of the leaders, some countries might not be strong enough on independent enough, at least openly, that Muslims all over the world, you see it in picture maybe tonight or the world, they support. And this is the problem that can you more than 1.5 billion Muslims all over the world for the.
Good. Dr. Hassan Ghaffouri, President, joining us in the studio. Duty to expert excerpt I pulled out of just really what this is. This should Palestinians are no different people in the world, and justice in that respect, especially after seeing all the aggressive atrocities that have happened, which basically lead to the dehumanization of Palestinians. We're going to return back to another one of our guests, Khalida Jarrar, to get her of her. Valuable and based on what reading I've done on Palestinians in terms of human rights, I knew you were involved with the an association in Ramallah. But as an MP, what sort of action plan move forward in terms of where have you actually stumbled? If you can open that subject.
The two mechanism. The first is many reports that the Palestinian human rights. Issued on the international here about the last from human rights organization about prisoners which is held under United Nations Human Rights Organization about the torture against the Palestinian political prison. This is part of the approach which is part of we believe that it's a political also of work in different, it's very important for. On the other side, as a Palestinian also, on the region, people can be united at this moment as an opportunity also for the Palestinian internal dialogue, which is a situation to be so strong, the occupation, which is the Palestinian. At the Legislative Council, there is many decisions, which is in an executive authority decisions. Give examples about the decision. It should the Israeli and Palestinian, the bad effect of meeting between the Palestinian leader of the Palestinian leader with the Israeli, that and we should go back as also the United Nations to implement the international resolution related, because there is a big question why are resolutions that related to the Palestinian cause, especially when we talk about the occupation and about the settlement. Settlement is a criminal of war, and how can this criminal of war that the internal courts mentioned that, and there is no punishment Israeli. This is that if we become a people all over the world, in the Muslim world, in the Arab world, in the internet, have many solidarity in the world, to have this kind of Palestinian cause. We know that this nation is a very hard, but at the end, this occupation will, who have their rights and who will cultists will continue their resist to this occupation. We know now that we are in a very difficult. We'll win. At the end, we will win. And so this strategy, we can do it together and here and there, which means that mainly the Palestinian cause is one of the important cause, but become a one unity strategy all over the Islamic, the Arab, Palestinian at this moment.
Okay, thank you. See from Ramallah with her thoughts, her comments here on this Quds Day. We're going to go over now to Bisa Ahmadi, who's over in Tehran. What activities are taking place?
Well, COVID, hundreds of thousands have turned out today to express their support for the Palestinians, those in the refugee camps and those in the occupied territories, especially those in Gaza. They're chanting slogans till the day of victory. Well, I'm standing at the same spot I was standing last year, and I can...
Activities that are taking place and have taken special day, of course, today being the...
...long of different events in cities where demonstrations... well, in Tehran, there were different conferences, actually holding conferences to help the Palestinian people. Interesting one with the presence of very good lawyers who were discussing the international status internationally to help these people.
Okay, we appreciate that. Gisu Misha Ahmadi, our correspondent there in Tehran. She happens to be in a corner. You can see there are rallies that are in Tehran with a rolling coverage. Right now, by Adnan, who's the department president of the Palestinian Journal of Syria. Find out a very special day, especially on Palestine. Thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Al-Halabi. You being in the position that you are, the Palestinian journalist, and things come your way, has been on the forefront.
Give me this call of Imam Day for Jerusalem and 1 million of Muslims, of Christians, other millions tend to unify on Jerusalem, of Al-Quds, of the holiest places in this. It will be really a role to liberate Al-Quds, that 1 year, 2 years, we hope that all of us would not only gather in the squares, countries, in all countries of the world, make a march, and with lot, with means, going to Al-Quds, Muslims and the Christians, on as the history did it before hundreds of years. Those interest defending Al-Quds, to ignore the danger, the prejudice that centralized from the Christians, calling for demolition of holy places in the same city of exaggeration, when we really danger of those factions they were Judah Etzion, still that they would make again attempt in order to demolish holy places. This is really a call of demolishing by all international institutions in the world, the terrorists, that they would endanger this for maybe or more than 2/3 of all Muslims and the Christians. They tried to Al-Quds, trying to penetrate in the Muslim Al-Quds around and around Al-Aqsa Mosque. For this reason, we should really try to make in this day a program that unify all Muslim and other frontiers of such attempts and of trying colonies inside the borders, inside the Al-Quds city, for all the Arabs and Muslims and the Christians even in the world.
Okay, thank you so much there. That's Tahsin, Department President of the Palestinian Journalist of Syria, with his comments. We go over now, Friedman, over in Vienna. Rabbi Friedman, thank you very much. Have your on Palestinians, their plight, suffocating them, and why coverage and support, obviously, in that regards, but their plight.
There is a lot which has been appreciated. There has the progress, especially in a recent important one, is actually the we are getting close to, which was established and founded by the founder of the Islamic Imam Khomeini. After all, reality that the entire world population has been pressure from the Zionist regime, and when we say the Zionist regime, not only their states, to their long, that the issue of the oppression of the Palestinian people and occupation of Jerusalem was very much hindered, taboo, that people were afraid to express laws about the Holocaust or sort of blackmail, historical blackmail. So we can say that in progressing in recent years, as we have experienced also in recent days, that His Excellency of the Islamic Republic was in the U.S. and that he was warm well the national community by the population. So people are getting in a situation which they will be able to express their opinion and to be able also indeed to help the Palestinian for their cause. I think we should be more of hope now more than before.
Okay, thank you so much, Rabbi Friedman, Chief Rabbi over in Vienna there. We're going to go over to Sari Al-Khalili, I believe. So what is going on with events happening there at the Kalandia? Sari, if we can have him.
Okay.
Kalandia Checkpoint. Our correspondent, Sari Al-Khalili, will be joining us momentarily. He's been our correspondent.
Ali.
Okay.
Yes, well, if you can hear me right now, I'm located right now on the Qalandia checkpoint here, the crossing between the West Bank and Jerusalem. Hundreds of Palestinians are still waiting to enter the holy city, which is a very important day today. It's the fourth Friday in the holy month of Ramadan. Still hundreds are waiting, as you just soldiers are banning peace from mosque, which is a basic right for Palestinians. For Palestinians, besides the Palestinians, those who succeed to enter the other side are supposed to take the buses to the holy city, but the other side, only those who have permissions and only those who are of the ages of over. And for women, it's the usual thing. Checkpoints spread all around the West Bank, make threads. It's the usual policy. Different cities within the West Bank, the siege is, let me tell you, over here, still the other side of this checkpoint to go into the buses and to get to Jerusalem.